I have
current geek.
This is Current Geek, episode 146 for Monday, January 24th, 2011. So big, Lego Kiss could perform there. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Current Geek, the show talking about the geekiest stories of the web. My name is Scott Johnson, and that is Tom Merritt.
It sure is.
How's it going, Tom?
It's going well, Scott.
You're from Ohio. No, you're from Illinois.
People do that all the time. Oh, you're from one of them square states in the middle. They're not square, first of all. Illinois is like all squishy shaped where I'm from. Ohio isn't even square, although it's squarer.
It's square-ish. It's kind of...
But I mean, Paul M.L. Jansen, associate professor in Ohio State University's Department of Physiology and Cell Biology, is... Well, he's in Ohio. I don't know if he's from Ohio. And he is constructing a 1 to 100 scale model of Ohio Stadium, a.k.a. the Horseshoe.
It's kind of crazy. I mean, his day-to-day includes studying the effects of myocardial relaxation. Okay, so this is the kind of dude he is. He decides to go a step further in his off hours and construct this thing. And he's basically started from square one, literally block one, built the entire thing out of Legos. And you know, as you know, Tom, and as our listeners know, we're fond of the Lego stories here on Current Geek.
It took him 1 million bricks to put this thing together. He says it's probably a Lego value around $75,000 worth of Legos, but he did some procuring on a site called Bricklink, which I didn't realize existed. But Bricklink allows you to trade and sell Legos with each other used.
Right. So if somebody's got a giant bucket full of like regular white Legos, here's your place.
It's Lego file sharing for Lego bricks.
Weird.
It's peer-to-peer Lego bricking.
P2P Legos.
Yeah.
That's great. This is the comparison they make. The Ohio Stadium cost around $1.5 million to build in 1922. That's almost $20 million in today's dollars. So... sheesh, we've had a lot of inflation since then. Anyway, the Lego replica has an estimated Lego value approaching 75 grand, like you said. And what's interesting, it took 1 million bricks to construct this monstrosity. Even though some 103,000 people can fit inside the actual Ohio Stadium, the Lego Field version can only hold some 6,000 Lego-sized football fans inside of its confines.
That's because Lego people are larger proportionally than real people.
Oh, I love this kind of stuff. I would love this. It makes me want to seriously get a big table in here. I'm looking at this room. Have a big table, lay that thing out, and then build the ultimate whatever it is I want to build in Legos and have stay for all time.
Okay, before I understand that enthusiasm, I have that enthusiasm. I would like that to happen. But to plan the project, you have to keep in mind, Jansen studied stadium measurements and satellite images, taking photos of the press box during football games, and spent more than 3 years acquiring the necessary Legos.
All right. I think I'll just make a replica of my junior high school or something. Or, you know, maybe a step, but maybe even like just a big Millennium Falcon.
I'm going to make a house.
Because
the police car.
I don't think I have what it takes to do what this guy did. But there is a class of, I don't know what you call them, maker minds out there who go that extra mile. They go crazy and they just decide every little detail is what is going to make this awesome. You know, replica recreators do this sort of thing all the time. Some people are really into cosplay, who are interested more than just colors and basic representations of the character they're portraying, will spend years and thousands of dollars creating the exact, thing they want to have. And this guy sort of fits in that classification. So our hat is off collectively to Professor Jansen. His students must think he's pretty rad.
At least the smart ones do.
Yeah, for sure. Or the ones that love Legos. Thank you for that link over there at Wired.com. We have a link to it in the show notes. Be sure to check that out. We also like to showcase a geeky reader submission. And this week, we got one from, Jason from Hochester, New York. Hochester, excuse me.
It's very cold in Hochester.
The battle of Hochester.
Lots of
Never forget that battle. Hey guys, I thought I would you would enjoy these geeky scientist Valentines. As always, keep up the great work. So a short message, but he sent us links. This stuff is awesome. So over on Etsy.com, which is often a good place to find weird stuff like this, The user Steph Hoodle is making these science Valentines. I'll give you an example. So Stephen Hawking. And by the way, they're all drawn in kind of this, what do you call that level, that kind of art? It's the time period. It's like early 1900s. You know, the suits they're wearing, the way they look, it's very old school. I don't even know what you'd call them, but
I think it's more mid-century, but yeah, I know what you mean. It's like an old kids book kind of drawing.
Yeah, it's very interesting. But anyway, there's one for Stephen Hawking that says, "You make space-time stand still," with a big heart on it. Nikola Tesla has one, "You are electric." Let's see, another good one here. Carl Sagan's is universally appealing.
He also sent a link to ironicsands.com. Which has scientist Valentines. They're an idea, I think, made by the person who did the Ironic Sans websites. Charles Darwin saying, "I select you naturally." and then one of Carl Sagan, "I'm Sagan all my love for you."
Right.
So these are a little more punny. Uh-huh. Than the ones over at Etsy.
I love the Einstein says, it's an equation he's writing on the wall in like pink chalk. It says I equals LUV to the U power, which basically is, you know, I love you with a big heart underneath. Very cute. Anyway, pretty geeky stuff. Thank you for that. Love that.
Oh, and if anybody's not familiar, at least here in the United States, and I think a few other countries, on Valentine's Day, especially in schools, people give each other little like mini Valentine cards. So that's the kind of thing we're talking about here. It's just these little pieces of paper with little drawing on them, and usually they have kind of punny or culturally relevant little slogans on them.
Yeah, pretty awesome. If I was a kid, I think this was great, and I'm not, so I would anyway, because I'm a kid at heart. Awesome stuff. Thank you for the link. Jason from Hothchester, New York. If you'd like to send us your geeky reader submission, you can send those to currentgeek@gmail.com. Visit the site at currentgeek.com and follow us on Twitter. That's at currentgeek on Twitter. That's going to do it for us, for me, for Tom, and for all those poor Jedi just trying to hold it down in Hothchester, New York. We'll see you next. See you Wednesday, actually.
I fall for you, Newton.
Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.